Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great college football slate this weekend as we're in conference championship week. And I tease the it will all be settled on the field, but will it actually? I don't know what I
look,
just did.
Look at you turning your volume on again.
That's wild. Mm. I think I hit something on my computer. It's college football championship week this weekend, and there's a lot to be settled on the field. And I was kind of talking with Dirt during our transition on this. I feel bad for the James Madisons of the world.
Why?
Because they're going to house Troy this weekend, and unless Duke beats Virginia, they have no chance to get to the playoff.
Mm.
Because ahead of them is North Texas Tulane. Those are both ranked teams in a conference championship. They will be, the winner of that game is going to the playoff.
Mm.
Hey, we talked about Oregon-USC being a playoff eliminator. This is literally a play-in game between North Texas and Tulane.
Which is kind of dumb because it's not supposed to matter.
I know, right? Conference championships don't matter.
They made a big deal about how it's not going to impact anything. And they're like, well, you know, the conference championship is like...
Only in the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah. Well, the SEC one's going to matter.
Is it?
If Georgia beats Bama, there's a good chance Bama falls out. I don't think they should, but...
I don't think they will.
I don't know.
I would like to see this all settled on the field this week, but it's just not going to happen. I would love BYU to get in. They're playing Texas Tech. That's the most fascinating game of the weekend for me. We'll get
Georgia Bama's not?
No, it's okay. Not. We'll get into the Big Ten game here in a minute, so we'll save that for a second. But BYU Texas Tech is fascinating to me because I want to see if BYU can take a crack at them.
I mean, they got raffle stomped.
I know, and that's why, I'm kind of like, that can't be the same thing. I mean, it's similar.
I mean, it can,
but it's similar to like why Oregon fans would want to see Indiana again. Is it going to go the same way, or did we learn something?
I think it goes the same way, but
I think that's Georgia Bama's that same way.
Yeah,
is it going to go the same way, or is it going to be different? I think most of us, if we're putting a gun to our head and putting bets on these games, I think most of us are taking Georgia in that game. Are we not?
No,
you're not.
Kirby's got a Bama problem.
But Bama has like a run the ball problem.
And yet.
Yeah, I guess.
This is again, Kirby's got the better team. He's the better coach. All those things. He's like, every team has that team or has that coach that is just a problem for them. And you hope it's not your rival.
Well, I mean, growing up or not growing up, but when I was in college, we had a Cal problem.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't beat Cal Berkeley.
And Lanning has a DeBoer problem.
Lanning does have a
problem. USC had an Oregon State problem.
They did. Mark Sanchez.
It was
up,
just
dude?
Like, why? Why does this keep happening? It seemed like every time we went to Corvallis, it was a house of horrors.
Mark Sanchez and who's the other one? Booty?
Booty.
Did Booty lose there too? Yeah, I guess, yeah. Everybody's got their kryptonite.
And it's just weird. And again, you hope it's not a rival because then...
You also hope that it's more of a coach than a helmet.
Yeah.
Because like you had said, USC has an Oregon State problem. Georgia has a Bama problem.
Mm-hmm.
At least Lanning only has a DeBoer problem.
And he gone.
Because once DeBoer left, then there's no problem. Yeah. Although, what's the classic line? If Oregon plays Bama and loses, it's 0-4 against DeBoer.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll make those t-shirts right now. Kinda, I would buy one of those.
Kind of hoping the bracket shakes out that way. Just for the drama. For the drama.
I'll tell you what, I'm no Oregon hater or lover. I try to be extremely neutral. If they lose to Alabama, if somehow that happens and they lose to DeBoer again, I will purchase an 0-4 against DeBoer.
I mean,
and I'll rock it.
It's one of those things where it's like, that's his demon right there. Like, that's his bugaboo. He's got his goat, whatever you want to say.
But I'd rather be a bugaboo against a team or against a coach than a team. Because coaches leave.
They do. I'd be more interested in seeing Oregon Bama than I would be Oregon Indiana rematch.
I think so too. I think a lot of us just want to see new blood, and that's the whole point of this college football playoff. And that's kind of what I'd love to see go through. I mean, are we rooting for Duke?
Yeah, I am.
Because none of us are believers in Virginia.
Virginia's got a great offense, but beyond that, like, who's the guy? Like, who's the guy that's going to win you the game? And like, with SMU,
I love Duke.
Yeah, you go. With SMU last year, like, it was Kevin Jennings, the quarterback. You're like, maybe, and then nope. Didn't like, let's say USF was the group of five team. I'd be like, Byron Brown.
Yeah.
We'd
all be in on that.
I'd be like, I will be there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, or Georgia Tech, Haynes King, I will be there. Like, that's one of those things.
Appointment watching.
Yeah. Where, like, North Texas, I will be there. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you've got a quarterback that is just putting up bonkers numbers. It's just like, what's his name? Mestemaker. He's throwing for, after this game, he'll throw for 4,000 yards and probably 30-plus touchdowns. With four picks. Like, he's a dude in college football.
Yeah, and that, like, that's why I'm rooting for North Texas.
Yeah, no.
I want to see if that quarterback slangs the rock.
Yeah. I'm all in on that. Like,
and what if you catch a team that, you know, what if you catch a team like a Virginia who's got a great offense,
mm-hmm.
but a kind of meh defense?
Mm-hmm.
A team like North Texas could throw the ball on you and cause problems. If North Texas plays Georgia, bye.
Yeah.
Like, okay. If North Texas plays Oregon, I'm going to say bye.
Honestly, I would like to see if North Texas beats Tulane in the title game, I would like to see North Texas the 11 seed.
I do too. I wonder, and that's why I'm like, is this going to get settled on the field? I would love the committee.
Dead balls.
To have some cojones.
Yeah.
And say that we think the group of five team is better than the ACC champ or an at-large and put them in. I think that would be fantastic. It would set a precedent.
Yeah.
Because someone just mentioned on the YouTube
chat. Let it stand for itself.
Giving a spot to Tulane, North Texas, JMU in the playoff as just a participation trophy for the season changed my mind. I will change your mind. Boise State beat Oklahoma in a Fiesta Bowl. One of the greatest games I ever saw in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Utah beat Alabama in a playoff, or not a playoff game, in a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest upsets of all time.
Yes.
Like, this stuff's cool.
They're rare, but when they happen, they're just etched in history. You're like, yep, that was a great team.
Without a doubt. They're too fun.
Jared Zabransky never has to buy a meal or a drink in Boise, ever.
Ever. We know that guy's name.
Jared Zabransky played at Hermiston High School.
Alex Smith went number one overall because Herb and Utah beat Alabama.
It's nuts.
It's crazy. I'm here for it. Unfortunately, I don't think it'll be settled on the field. I bet you Texas Tech wins, Tulane will win, James Madison's left out, Virginia wins. Ohio State wins, Georgia wins, and then we just sit here on Monday and yell why Alabama's in the playoff.
Mm.
Who's more egregious? What would be more egregious, real quick, before we get out of here? I know we're up against it. What's more egregious to you? Alabama loses in the SEC championship game, gets in, or Notre Dame being in, and Miami not? What's more egregious?
Notre Dame being in over Miami. There's a literal head-to-head.
Even if Alabama had three losses,
yes.
It's still more egregious that Notre Dame's in.
Yes.
Well, they're getting in, buddy.
Which is gross, but it's the brand.
They're getting in.
I don't like it.
I mean, I like Jeremiah Love.
I do, too.
I'm down to watch another game.
Look, there's players on that team that I really like, but I hate that freaking helmet. I hate that little leprechaun.
I'm excited to see CJ Carr in the next couple years.
Yeah, he's done some stuff this year.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I stupid golden domers.
That guy fell off a scaffolding and died. He literally killed the dude.
Yeah.
We all
had a shitty day.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.